Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A, kind of a date mess up for me because this is my first day back in the seat. First of all, thanks to, let's see, oh, here we go. Okay, there we go. See what happens when I'm away from the hot seat for a few days. Nice to be back in the hot seat. Thanks to Gregory Scott for filling in for me when I was gone for a couple of days. Boy, do we have a show for you today. Talk about a mixed bag of tricks. We're going to talk, first of all, with Drew Below. He is putting on the Garth Live concert tribute at the Finley Toyota Center this Saturday. He's going to recreate the Garth Brooks experience for you. Then we'll talk with Malia Mangon from the Kachina Animal Clinic. She'll talk about all sorts of summertime pet care tips. And then, after the bottom of the hour news and weather, we will hear from Tosca Zoppe. She is a sixth-generation circus equestrian from Italy who will talk about the very special horse riding, equestrian lessons, and circus, and Italian food, and gypsy music that they are bringing to Clarkdale very, very soon. So, a really interesting show for you today, and we're going to get it going right away with Drew Below when he calls in about Garth Live in just a moment on today's Q&A. On the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Recently, I was in the market for a new Nissan. Even though I live right here in Prescott, I thought I would get a better deal by starting my search in the Valley. Boy, was I wrong. I did tons of research, shopped all the big Phoenix Nissan dealers, and got several quotes. Some were okay, others had lots of extra fees. So when all was said and done, the actual price was a lot higher. Then I decided to check right here in town at lamnissan.com, and I found the exact vehicle I was looking for. I submitted my request to their internet department and received a straightforward quote within minutes. There were no hidden fees, no catches, and the price was the lowest one. Had I known that Lam Nissan already did the shopping for me, I could have saved lots of time and hassle. When I arrived at the dealership, my car was right there, front and center. It's as if it was waiting for me. The staff couldn't have been more accommodating. They really treated me like family, and the bonus was that I was in and out within 90 minutes. Lam Nissan took the guesswork out of everything. I was able to buy a car without driving for hours. I got better pricing right up front, and I saved a ton of money. I would highly recommend Lam Nissan to anyone, in or out of town.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to centurypainting.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we'll be hearing from Drew Below in just a few seconds. Hopefully, he'll be calling in before his Garth Live show takes the stage this Saturday at the Finley Toyota Center. In the meantime, as you know, we always welcome your questions and comments about Q&A. Just drop me an email at DJ Phone. That's DJFONE at KQ&A.com. We have Diamondbacks baseball early this evening, live from Coors Field in Denver. It's game three of the four-game series, which concludes tomorrow with a daytime game. So no Q&A tomorrow. Instead, tune in at 5 o'clock today for the pregame show with the first pitch at 5:40 here on KQ&A. Tomorrow, the pregame's at 12, the first pitch at 12:40. If you've been waiting to see the movie's Long Shot, Breakthrough, Tolkien, or The Sun Is Also a Star on the big screen in Prescott Valley, well, today and tomorrow are your last chances as the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley screens new movies Rocket Man, Godzilla, King of the Monsters, and Maw starting tomorrow. Go to Harkins.com for your local listings. Speaking of movies, I will have Helen Stevenson here on Q&A Monday to talk about the Prescott Film Festival coming soon to the YC. PAC. Also, speaking of movies, I mentioned those new films coming. The film Maw, that's going to be a real weird one because it's produced by the Blumhouse production company. They tend to make really gory horror films. And this one, you know, Octavia Spencer has been nominated for Oscars two or three times. She's a beloved character actress. And she stars in this one as a lady who initially helps some teenagers outside a liquor store buy some booze. And then she invites them to her home out in the boonies to party if they like. They have to party in the basement. They are not to come upstairs for any reason. And then you wonder what can possibly go wrong with that. Well, it is definitely a horror and terror movie, and a lot of teenagers will probably learn some lessons by seeing that movie. So, yeah, Maw is definitely not for the faint of heart, and it's something new and different for Octavia Spencer. Godzilla, King of the Monsters, do you really need to hear about that? We know what that one's about. And, of course, Rocket Man is going to be the extravaganza about Elton John with Taron Egerton portraying Elton John. It doesn't skimp over anything. It carries the good and the bad. Taron Egerton does all the singing in this movie about Elton John. And going to be interesting to see how audiences respond to it, because there are some things about Elton John's life that are not exactly pure, that are not exactly happy, but they cover the whole thing in the movie Rocket Man. And supposedly, when Taron Egerton auditioned for the role, Elton John heard him sing his songs and said, "That was wonderful, but don't try and impersonate me. Give those songs your own spin. Make them your songs." And he did so. So every song you heard sung or you will hear sung in Rocket Man is actually Taron Egerton doing the Elton John song. So good movies coming to the Harkins 14 starting tomorrow night. Those would be, once again, Rocket Man, Godzilla, King of the Monsters, and Maw. Now, speaking of good movies, there's a classic tonight at the Prescott Elks Theater, part of their Wednesday night series. That will be Coco, the Mexican-oriented Disney film. I believe it's a Disney film. That is an animated movie, Coco. And then next week, they will have the Disney film Wall-E next Wednesday night at the Prescott Elks Theater. Well, we've also got coming today, I don't know if Drew Below is going to be able to make that call in. We do have Malia Manjon, or Mangon, from the Kachina Animal Hospital coming in, as well as Tosca Zappe from the Zappe Circus and Future Help Equestrian with the Italian food, gypsy music, and riding lessons. We'll be talking to them in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQ&A.com. Don't go away.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
Van and I are back with a new twist on the Wheel of Fortune lottery game.
You bet. It's the ticket for some lucky lottery players to come here to Hollywood and win big money.
Play the Arizona Lottery's Wheel of Fortune game. It's the ticket to win cash prizes instantly or enter to win a VIP trip to Hollywood for a chance to win up to $1 million on the set of Wheel of Fortune. Enter at azplayersclub.com. Non-winning tickets only.
Play the new Wheel of Fortune game today.
Win big.
Be in the know what to do. This is Yavapai County Supervisor Craig Brown. Did you know that without defensible space, vegetation can fuel a wildfire that can burn extremely hot and spread quickly? Keeping your home safe can be as simple as regular yard maintenance. Consider developing an emergency action plan with everyone in your home and with your neighbors. And don't forget your pets. For more information, visit www.yavapai.us.
Greetings, everyone. This is Don Malcolm at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley, encouraging you to make this spring count, and we can help. Right now, Little Dealer Little Prices RV is having our 53rd anniversary sale. It is our biggest and best sale of the year. Save thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars on new and used travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, and motorhomes. We will even include a lifetime warranty on new units. Little Dealer Little Prices RV has won 3 times more Top 50 Business Excellence Awards more than any other dealer in Arizona. Don't waste another spring. From luxury to utility, come in now and save a ton of money at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley on the corner of Highway 69 and Truewood, the friendliest place in town.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, as mentioned, we were having trouble making contact with Drew Below for the Garth Live Show that will be this Saturday at the Finley Toyota Center. Promises to be a great show. Hope you can turn out for that. I hear it is a wonderful show. If you've ever seen the real Garth Brooks live, as I have, well, Drew's got a big bar to cross, so I'm sure he'll do a fantastic job. But in the meantime, we do have from Kachina Animal Hospital, we have our friend Malia Mangone, who's been on the show a couple of times, plus Sativa Salcedo. We're going to be talking about doggies and cats and all sorts of furry things, so we'll start the discussion with Malia Mangone. Malia, summertime is coming up. What are some of the things our dog and cat owners should be aware of before they take their doggies and kittens outside for the summertime weather?
Heat. That is the most important thing right now. We've got high temperatures, so I think everyone knows not to leave your dog or cat in the car.
Mm-hmm.
But heat, even when you're out walking or hiking, that's something we need to be aware of, especially with our brachycephalic breeds,
mm-hmm.
pugs
and dogs feel that heat through the pads on their feet, right?
Absolutely. If you cannot put the back of your hand on the asphalt and hold it there, it's too hot for their feet.
And they love wearing booties in hot weather, don't they?
It certainly helps. Absolutely
yeah.
helps. If you can get them starting off as a puppy, get them trained to do so it doesn't feel weird,
mm-hmm.
they will protect their feet that way. Absolutely.
When people get a new cat, a new kitten, or a new puppy, how often do they come to you and ask for training advice or housebreaking tips?
Very frequently. I know Sativa here very frequently goes over all the new puppy kits and the new kitten kits with the new owners. We can recommend housebreaking training with mm-hmm. some literature and also some local dog trainers. They are really good with getting that done.
And on that note, Sativa Salcedo is here. Sativa, welcome to the show. Tell us, how long have you been associated with the Kachina Animal Hospital?
I've been with Kachina for a little over 3 years now. Mm-hmm. I started off working in the boarding facility as a kennel technician and have worked my way up to now a veterinary assistant mm-hmm. technician.
When you're a boarding technician, what kinds of things are you looking for with the animals, and how do you identify certain things?
We just look for more the how the owner wants to make the owners feel comfortable leaving their pets with us. We mm-hmm. offer the best care possible, so we want to make sure that the owners know they get the best care possible, whatever keeps them comfortable. We try to keep them as stress-free, friendly environment, just mingle, socialize, care and feed. Take care, just like you would at home.
Yeah, our animal caregivers spend a lot of time with the pets themselves. We don't offer doggy daycare, so yeah. the dogs aren't together socializing,
sure.
but lot of human interaction.
Mm-hmm. And Sativa, let me ask you this: because Malaya mentioned dog training, housebreaking tips like that. What are some of the first steps you need to take with a new dog in your home, especially with a puppy?
The first step's just preventatives and knowing that it's going to be a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. And
a lot of accidents.
Yeah,
that's always the biggest. How do you get it to stop going potty in the house?
Crate mm-hmm. training sometimes.
Yeah, lots of yeah. consistency.
Yeah,
really,
yeah.
That's what it is.
You know, the old school years and years ago, people used to punish the dog for going in the house. That really doesn't work, though, does it?
Not really. They don't really know quite yet. They're still young. That
yeah.
they're babies. You
mm-hmm,
need to
sure.
teach them just like you would teach your human child. They
yeah.
don't know.
Yeah, they don't understand
yeah.
Violent reprimand.
You yeah, know. What are you doing that for?
Right?
I'm just being a puppy. Come on. Give me a break here. Rewards go a long way, though, don't they?
They do. Very much so.
Just
treats
like children.
And just love.
Yeah.
Good love.
Yeah. And what about when it comes to kittens and cats? What are some of the toughest things for training a kitten or a cat to be your best pet?
Their claws. You really just want to watch for their claws. They sometimes use them as affection, and mm-hmm. people take that in the wrong way. So you just got to get a feel for your cat more. So they have a lot more personality.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just patience, lots of patience, and they can be rambunctious, and people just take that as, oh, it's not okay. So.
Yeah.
Providing a lot of places for them to scratch
yeah.
at home.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You know, redirecting to somewhere appropriate.
And you have to find ways for them to dispense all that energy when they're a puppy or a kitten, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Give them plenty of distractions, plenty of toys, things like that, correct?
Correct. Absolutely. Lots of toys, lots of chew toys.
Now, do either of you have children of your own?
Yes.
No.
You do. How close is it, a puppy to having a toddler? Are there a lot of similarities?
Yes, but I think I'd, with a toddler, at least they can understand me. I have a deaf puppy right now.
Aww.
And I love that little guy to death, but it's so hard. So I think the toddler was a lot easier because
really,
you know,
yeah.
he could hear me.
Now, how did you find out your puppy was deaf?
When I adopted him, actually, I was going through the paperwork, you know, signing everything, and there was a disclosure at the end of the packet that says I was aware that this puppy was deaf. And I said, well, no, I wasn't. But,
oh, my.
But that's okay. He's doing really good. He's pretty cute. He hangs out with us at the hospital.
Mm-hmm. So does the puppy respond to claps of the hand or anything? Or
nothing.
What? Nothing.
Nothing.
Just stone deaf,
yep.
huh?
I'll Which is nice in the morning because I can get up and make a cup of coffee, and he's still sleeping.
Yeah.
And when I'm ready to take him out, then I just wake him up.
How unusual. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, now, some of the things that we have to deal with, in the summertime, a lot of people like to take their pets hiking.
Mm-hmm.
We see stories in Phoenix all the time because of the intense heat in the summertime. What are some of the things we should watch out for in this area? And I'll ask both Sativa and Malia about hiking safety and taking your dogs for walks.
Well, I mean, there's certainly lots of things. I know, Sativa, you could probably talk a little bit about rattlesnakes. We have lot of rattlesnakes if you're going to be hiking out there. Mm-hmm. I think more than anything, you need to really watch your dog. Mm-hmm. Are we panting excessively? Do they look tired? You know, are they kind of dragging like a kid? You know, are they kind of dragging, you know? And we got to keep an eye on that because they can get overheated pretty quick. Because you can imagine mm-hmm. they've got a fur coat on year-round.
Sure, yeah. Sure. Are there any animals besides, say, coyotes and things like that and rattlesnakes that we should watch out for when we take the dogs for a walk?
Ooh, depending on the time of year, springtime with all the, or I should say summer with all the monsoons, we got the toads.
Because toads can do a lot of damage, can't they, when the dogs bite them, right?
Yeah, it's got a toxin on their skin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can it creates tremors and panting, and their temperature can elevate, and they can ultimately have seizures and all those things that go with it. And, mm-hmm. you know, they can die from it if not treated.
Yeah, Malia, how about you?
I agree. Some javelinas, where I like to hike, I take my dogs out a lot. I see
those.
I lot of javelinas, and sometimes dogs don't understand, and we've had quite frequent javelina attacks recently that has come into
sure.
us, so
mm-hmm.
those are big no-goes you want to watch for, too, as well.
And in about 6 weeks, we'll have the 4th of July. That's always a tough time mm-hmm. for dogs and cats, too, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Very much so.
Yeah. I know you see a lot of
runaways.
Requests for sedation and anxiety medication during 4th of July.
Oh, yeah. I kind of have to get some
like
as
that.
Well for my dog. Uh-oh. He does not like fireworks. Fireworks,
now,
loud noises.
What do you think is traced to the fact that most dogs have very sensitive hearing? So while we hear the fireworks at one volume level, they may hear it as like right next to them.
It's pretty extreme, yeah.
Yeah, that's got to that be really be. Scary for them, huh?
Yeah, that and we are expecting it. We know what's going to happen.
Right, yeah.
You know, there they are. They have no idea what that noise is.
Poor guys.
Yeah.
So tell us about your own pets, Malia.
Oh, I have two dogs, mm-hmm. got Karma and now Bash.
And they are what breeds?
They're mixed breeds. Mm-hmm. We have like a boxer mix and a Labrador mix.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got four horses at home.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
Wow. What is the now, how old were you when you were a little kid? Were you around horses?
No. No, actually, I took one on as a rescue because, you know, an acquaintance of mine had a horse that was just skin and bones. They were getting ready to take it to the feedlot. And so I went and seen it. And I mean, it happens sometimes. And I don't know. He gave me the eyes and, you know, get in the car.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. But I love him. Now I have four.
Now you have four. That has to be an amazing transition, learning to cope with a horse as your pet, right?
Yeah. Learning to budget for the hay.
That's part of it. Certainly, yeah.
Yep, oh, and they have their dentist, and they have, you know, their farrier.
They're rather high maintenance,
aren't
they?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Sativa, how about your pets?
I have one and a half, technically. I consider my roommate dogs half mine because she's the best friend to my dog.
Sure.
He's my old man. I've had him for about 9 years now. He's a big old Rottweiler mix, and he's just my old man. I do everything for him. He's my best friend. I just do everything with him. Mm-hmm. Although I do have, unfortunately, two tarantulas. Those are my boyfriend's, so mm-hmm. he takes care of those. And we have lots of fish. I do fish a lot. Fish are a good, cool thing. But
what are some of the misconceptions people have about tarantulas?
That they're all poisonous, but not really. If you just leave them alone, just like everything else, they're just trying to do their thing.
They're not going to attack
but
you, right?
They won't attack you unless you go and bother them, honestly.
Yeah.
They're actually, I didn't think I was going to like them, and I've grown quite fascinated in them. They're pretty cool little creatures.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to get more. I can't say no now.
Yeah.
That are dangerous, but
sure.
you know, the kind you're going to get at some of these, you know, pet places and breeders. Mm-hmm. They, you know,
you
pretty cool.
You want to make sure you are knowledgeable, though. Read up and do your studies. You don't just want to pick up a random tarantula you're seeing on the side of the road.
And Malia, don't you guys have a full service boarding facility?
We do.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's where Sativa started. She did great there. Moved
mm-hmm.
on up. We have full service boarding for dogs and cats. We do long term boarding if necessary. We do have, you know, several clients that travel, and we end up doing that.
Sure.
We provide basic grooming, so bathing, toenail trims. We have done some basic shaves. If you have a dog that needs a all-over shave, we're happy to do that. We don't have a professional groomer, so you don't want any no fancy cuts.
Sure. Well, we just got a puppy a few weeks ago. Which shots should we be getting right away?
Oh, I know this is kind of Sativa's thing. She does shots all the time. do you want to talk about the vaccine schedule with the distemper parvo and all that?
Depending on age, we like to start about 6 weeks of age. First round is a distemper and parvo vaccine, and a dewormer. Just want to start every 3 weeks as they're up until 20 weeks. We'll booster those. Their immune system's constantly changing.
Sure.
And we want to make sure that we cover all aspects. And during these process, you still don't really want contact with too many other dogs because
right.
you still...
Parvo's extremely contagious, isn't it?
Oh, very much so, yes.
Yeah. And what do you do about a puppy that just wants to pick up and eat everything they see, indoors and out?
Discourage.
Yeah.
Redirect.
That's just part of being a puppy, though,
it
right?
It is. It's hard. Bash is doing that right now.
I'm trying to ask my puppy, what in the world do you see in rocks that I don't want to eat? I'm like,
are you spending a lot of your time saying, what are you chewing on, and don't eat that?
And pulling it out of their mouth. Yeah, I'm learning that right away. This is the first time I've helped break in a puppy. So it's a weird... That's why I asked a question about the toddler.
It is very similar.
It is very similar.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, and you have to reason with them, and you know they can't reason at that age.
And, and then they give you the face, give the little eyes, and you're like,
and
all right.
And then you just go, oh, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
just like being a mom or a dad, isn't it? Well, how can people learn more about Kachina Animal Hospital?
Well, we have a Facebook page, and we have our website at kachinaanimalhospital.com. And, of course, you can always give us a call if you have any questions. That's 928-772-8225.
Mm-hmm. And that is Malia Mangon. I got it right.
Got it right.
Tiva Salcido, right?
Right.
Thank you so much for joining us today. On behalf of Kachina Animal Hospital, we're going to take a break for local and state news and weather and then talk about a sixth-generation circus equestrian and Italian food and gypsy music coming to Clarkdale. That's coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQ&A.com. Don't go away.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie. Here's what's cooking on the next Rosie on the House.
In June, our focus is on solar energy, but there are other sources of energy that power our lives. We talk about where it comes from. The Arizona Farm Bureau brings sweet frozen treats made of goat's milk, highways, snakes, and our promotion team visits the Verde Valley Home Show. Start your weekend with a visit to our house.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
Trucks! Trucks! Trucks!
It's GMC Truck Month. Get a 2019 GMC Canyon now discounted up to $7,106. Finley GMC Truck Month price starting at just $24,479. 2019 GMC Sierra Limited 4x4 now discounted up to $11,910. GMC Truck Month price starting at just $36,318. Or take advantage of 0% for 72 months. 2019 GMC Sierra Elevation 4x4 now discounted up to $7,910 or 0% for 72 months. Finley GMC guarantees to beat any Phoenix GMC dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, and year. Finley GMC in Prescott at FinleyBuickGMC.com, the local dealership that supports your community. GMC, we are professional grade.
Offers for well-qualified buyers. Must finance through GM Financial. Does not include tax, license, title, and 495 documents. Stock number G41802, G42015, G41896. See dealer for details.
Laying awake at night with that all too familiar what if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy, gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC, and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
On Saturday, June 1st, the D-backs take on the New York Mets. The first 20,000 fans will take home the D-backs Tribal Cap, courtesy of Gila River Hotels and Casinos. For tickets, visit dbacks.com. Pick up the David Peralta bobblehead, courtesy of Commonwealth Insurance, on Saturday, June 22nd, and hear the sounds of the freight train. This audio bobblehead is a must-have for the collection. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday the 29th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Police officers arrested 503 people for drunk driving over the Memorial Day holiday period. Governor's Office of Highway Safety Chief Alberto Gutierrez says those are the final numbers as the holiday task force wraps up.
Also very concerning, 109 of the 503, so it's 20%, are extreme DUI. It means that some people still didn't get the message. Drive hammered, get nailed.
Gutierrez says he's also troubled by an increase in drug impairment behind the wheel. He notes police cited more people for non-criminal speeding violations compared to last year, and the final numbers show police caught more people not wearing their seatbelts over 2018. A 10% chance for early afternoon rain today and tomorrow. Otherwise, mostly sunny into and through your KQ&A weather weekend. Highs today near 69, tomorrow 74. Friday and Saturday, 77. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, cooling after bedtime to a mostly clear 49. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a 20% chance for afternoon rain. Today's high near 80, clearing to an overnight low near 50. Mostly sunny highs tomorrow around 84, Friday and Saturday 88, much warmer by Tuesday. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQ&A.com. And stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 30 years of vascular surgical experience. I'm an Arizona native, and I have been serving the Prescott community since 1997. Give me a call at 1-800-VEIN-DOC so that I can create a treatment plan just for you. That's 1-800-VEIN-DOC.
Hi, Jessica, this is DJ. I hope you can hear me.
No need to be embarrassed to show your legs because of varicose or spider veins. Dr. Brian Skilperert of Northern Arizona Vein Center in Prescott is skilled in minimally invasive techniques for the treatment of your veins, covered by many insurance plans, including Medicare.
In about
at North Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes. Liberty Safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norms, Liberty Safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norms Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty Safes at Norms in Prescott Valley.
Arizona Diamondbacks baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, the Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Merritt Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, and Grand Canyon Financial. The Diamondbacks visit the Colorado Rockies Wednesday live at 5 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Arizona Fraud Squad presents Jam the Scam, calling out telemarketers.
I'm Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich. Every year, countless crooked telemarketers talk hardworking Arizonans out of millions of dollars with promises of easy money. If you suspect telemarketing fraud, I'm calling on you to call my office and bring it to our attention. We bring fraudsters to justice. Arizona Fraud Squad. You report it, we fight it. Go to azag.gov.
And here we go.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, welcome back at 2:36. Well, the circus is coming to town. Unlike anything you've heard before or seen before, we have Robin A. Zelis not here to talk about it. And on the phone, we have Tosca Zoppe, a sixth-generation circus equestrian. Tosca, are you there?
Hey, guys, how are you? Happy to be here.
It's great to hear from you. For those of us in the area, our listeners, who are not familiar with your circus, first of all, explain to us, what is a circus equestrian?
Well, what I do is something that my family has done for over 150 years. I do ballet on horseback.
Ballet on horseback riding. Holy smokes. Now, you're going to be doing this, I believe, for two shows this coming weekend in Clarkdale, correct?
Yes, Saturday is sold out, but we still have space for Sunday, and it starts at 6 p.m. Everyone that will arrive, we're going to have dinner under the stars.
Now, dinner under the stars, that's a very, very mild way of putting it, because you are really bringing some kind of Mama Zoppe's Italian dinner, aren't you?
Yes, Mama Zoppe and I will be, my mom and I will be preparing all the food for all of our guests. So it's kind of like you're going to be coming into our home, not only to eat, but also to enjoy a performance.
And I want to introduce, of course, Robin A. Zelisnot, who is here also. Robin A., tell us about your involvement with this wonderful event coming up this weekend, the two shows.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm a participant in the circus riding trip.
There we go.
Now I'm talking into a microphone.
There we go.
I'm a participant, and that would be a very, very generous categorization of that. I'm enjoying it. It is a fantastic experience. It is so fun. It is an athletic challenge, but it's wonderful.
She's doing amazing. She's doing great. Basically, we're doing.
She's kind.
We're doing classes at the barn right now. So I'm teaching other participants how to ride the way that I ride. And so we have classes going on through the 4th. There are still some spots available if people want to participate.
Now, I understand, Tosca, you are teaching two separate classes, a Roman riding class and a separate trick riding class, right?
Correct. So the Roman riding class is basically two horses standing next to each other running in a circle, and we are teaching people to do what my husband and I do, where we get up on two horses and roam and ride them, and also stand up. I stand on top of my husband's shoulders while he's roaming riding the two horses. So we're teaching that class. And then we are also teaching a trick riding class on a single horse.
It's a Pilates workout like you've experienced.
You know, I can see why the Saturday show is already sold
right out.
Now, tell us when the Sunday show is.
The Sunday show will start at 6 p.m. Everyone will arrive at 6 p.m. and dinner will start approximately at 6:30.
And this is for Future Hope Equestrian, correct?
Yes, sir. We are very, very lucky to have Tosca for two whole weeks this time. We did an earlier session at the, Tosca, was it the end of last year or beginning of this year?
Yeah, it was. I think it was the end of January into February.
And it was wildly popular, and everybody was, all the kids were just dying to do more of these really, really difficult, intricate moves, They're just ecstatic.
This sounds like the circus on steroids.
Yes, sir.
But you know what's great about it, too? I understand that you're not only teaching all this wonderful riding, but you're also doing it with safety devices, correct?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So that's the beauty of our style of teaching is that... you know, a lot of kids take course lessons, and sometimes they have fears that they're going to fall off. And with us, they have the ability to go up in a safety device and fly around in the air and not actually fall on the ground. So it teaches them tremendous confidence in their own skills once they've left my class. I mean, I don't think every student we get is going to become a bareback rider like me. but it's a great experience for them.
That sounds like a bucket list item for a lot of kids. One of these days, I would love to try that.
Yeah.
So tell us exactly where your lessons are taking place.
Robin, that's for you.
That is? Okay. They're taking place out in our field. They've set up a beautiful little circus tent and circus ring. And it's really a spectacle to behold. And our property is in such a beautiful location. We're right at the foot of Toosie Goot National Monument. So
it's Future Hope Equestrians in Clarksdale. And Robin, could you give them the address?
Sure. We are at 725 East Bent River Road.
Mm-hmm. Tosca, take me back to when you first started doing this. Obviously, your family's been doing it for a long, long time. How did you first learn to do this? How old were you?
Well, yeah. I mean, my family's been doing it since 1842. My father came to America in 1948 to film the movie The Greatest Show on Earth, actually, and ended up staying here. And so I have been performing my whole life. You know, I started riding him, at day one, I had my first elephant ride. So at day two, I met our first lioness. So I started riding with my father when I was probably, I mean, really from the time I was born, he would take me up there with him.
And tell us the role that your husband, John, has in this circus.
Well, he's the jack of all trades. He does everything. But in the performance, he is actually called a parlatore, which is an Italian white-faced traditional clown. And he's the master of ceremonies. And I also ride with him.
Now, I understand, too, that the people attending the circus will get to meet and greet the performers and the horses after the show, correct?
Absolutely, yes. And we have two beautiful friends of ours performing with us, Katia Orlo Ornstein. She's a contortionist, an incredible, accomplished contortionist. And then Molly Plunk, who is actually a wire walker. And
now,
she... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and you'll also have gypsy music too, right?
Yes, we will.
So how does one get started in the circus lifestyle? It seems awfully risky, so take me through the early parts, the basic steps of getting involved in such a risky endeavor.
Well, you know what? I mean, in today's day and age, there are actually so many circus schools out there, which is a beautiful thing. But growing up, when I was younger, most circus artists came from Europe. My father, of course, came from Italy. And you kind of have to look at it this way. When you were young and your parents were teaching you how to use a fork and how to, you know, anything
how
that
to
we
ride
learned.
A bike.
How to ride a bike.
Yeah,
how to dress yourself. I mean, I'm talking about from the time you're born, all the things that we learn. This is just second nature to us because it's part of our life. It's part of what we live and breathe. And so it's kind of like that. So there's not really a lot of room for fear because things are happening so slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful progression to, you know, I mean, and also when you grow up in the circus, you know, you have friends that do everything. So you have one friend that does flying trapeze. You have a brother that does high wire. You have, you know, your group of friends does everything. So when I go over to this friend's house, I'm learning flying trapeze. When I go over to that friend's house, I'm learning wire walking. So it's kind of like going to school from the time you're born and learning every aspect of the circus, and then at some point you decide what you really love. For me, the horses are everything because they're part of our heritage. My grandmother, my great-grandmother, all of the women in my family and men were bareback riders, so I really respect them and respect what they did and what they fought through to survive the wars in Italy and mm-hmm. keep the circus alive.
Now, the horses are such magnificent animals and they're so powerful. Tell us what it takes to form a bond with such an animal.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happens quickly.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to, a lot of people buy animals and don't really know anything about animals,
yeah.
and that's really a hard thing for me because, my God, to have a connection with an animal is a gift from God. And it takes time and patience before anything comes back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that animal has to learn to trust you, to learn that you are there for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the other way around. They're not a prop for you. You are there for them.
Yeah.
And we have to know as best we can what's going on in their head and what their needs are.
So, Robin A., how did you first make the connection with Tosca?
Actually, that is my partner Danielle Cox's doing. Mm-hmm. She initially invited them in here, to our facility, and we just all fell in love with them. And their horses really are magnificent and just lovable and cuddly. And both they're big ones. They have big giant Andalusians, and
sure.
They're Andalusians, right?
Percheron, Brabants, and
awesome.
Not Andalusian. That's okay.
Anyway, but they are just the most wonderful animals. And she also brought her little minis with her who
yes.
are about the size of a medium-sized dog. And they are just adorable. So all of our kids that take riding there mm-hmm. Just adore them.
I really feel like we've made a home in Clarksdale. I'm pretty sure we'll be back. Every one of the barns is amazing.
Well, judging from that sellout Saturday, and your tickets are moving quickly for Sunday. By
yes.
the way, Robin A., how can people get tickets for the Sunday performance?
Probably the best way would be to go to our website at futurehopeequestrian.com. And there should be information about how to contact us mm-hmm. and reserve your seat for Sunday.
So, Tosca, tell me what kind of physical demands it takes to stay in circus shape physically, because it's very, very demanding what you do.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah, I have a pretty strict diet.
Mm-hmm.
And performing as much as possible, obviously. You know, my body obviously is conditioned to do this. It has been for my whole life, so that's tricky sometimes, because when your body's conditioned, things can creep up on you because you have to do more than what you normally do. So we try to do a lot of cross training and different things to keep the body moving and keep everything functioning the way it needs to.
I actually pulled myself up on a moving horse for the first time. It's huge upper body workout. I was not successful with that.
You made it on the horse. You made it on.
When you're being pulled by a horse, that's when you realize how minuscule you really are.
Yes. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Tosca, I have to ask you also, tell us about your family making the move from Italy to the United States.
Okay, so it was 1947, just after the war. My father had a good friend, Orson Welles, and some of you might know who that is.
Oh, my goodness. I'm the movie critic for this radio station.
He loved my Nona's cooking, so he would always come to the show and see the show and stay after the show and eat with our family and visit with the family. And he came to my father and he said, Alberto, you know what? They're filming a movie in the United States called The Greatest Show on Earth. And I really think that they want you for this film. Will you meet John Ringley North tomorrow to talk about you guys coming to America? So my father went. He had lunch with them and, you know, they proposed a deal to my father. My father said, well, the thing is that it was right after the war. So our family circus had been bombed. Most of their animals had died because of the bombing. They had tremendous, you know, hardships through that time. And my father was one of the, you know, feature performers in the show. And he said to Mr. North, he said, I've always dreamed about coming to America, but I can't come because if I leave, my family won't have me to sell, to bring people into the seats, you know. He was one of the main performers. And, you know, Mr. North just said, we really would love to have you. And my father went back, talked to the family. They remembered that Ringling Brothers had 52 elephants at the time. So he went back to Mr. North and he said, Mr. North, this is the only deal I can make with you. If you send an elephant to my circus in Italy, while I perform and film a movie in the United States, I can come to America. And Mr. North said, if I send an elephant to every artist I hired, I would have no more elephants left. And my father said, I'm sorry, if my family had an elephant, the seats would be packed and they would be able to thrive. But if I leave, the show might die. So Mr. North thought about it, and after a couple of days, he actually agreed to send an elephant from the greatest show on earth to my family circus in Italy. And that's how my family came to America.
Isn't that amazing? And if I remember correctly, the greatest show on earth won the Oscar for Best Picture.
It did. It did.
You know, isn't it funny, Tosca, because during the late 40s and early to mid-50s, there was the greatest show on earth, there was the big circus, there was trapeze, mm-hmm. there was a rash of circus-oriented movies.
Which is happening right now.
Yeah. Yes. I just saw Dumbo last month, in fact, the Disney treatment of that.
Yeah.
You know, isn't it time, you think, for a revival of the old circuses, you know, barnstorming small town to small town?
You know, we live in a different age right now. Everything's digital.
Yeah.
But our family circus focuses on tradition.
Yeah.
And so what's happening out at Future Hopes is a small taste of the beauty of what we present. It's very wholesome. We're very connected to our audiences.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying to bring it back in that way. We have patrons from 2 to 92 that feel every emotion when they come to our performance.
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking for, because I feel like we're very disconnected mm-hmm. in today's society.
Well, what a wonderful event coming up. And that'll be Saturday and Sunday. The Sunday performance is sold out, right?
No, Saturday performance.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Saturday, my
error. Saturday is sold out. Now, on Sunday, are you also going to have the Italian dinner?
Yes, we are.
About that?
I have started preparing food today.
And that's with the antipasto, main course, coffee and dessert, meet and greet the performers and the horses, too, right?
We're going to be 5 pounds heavier before the day is done.
What a wonderful
event.
That's
okay. We'll have class on Monday.
There we go.
There you go. And we know you'll work it off, won't you?
Yeah.
That's for sure. Well, you
also,
can get... Go ahead, please.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, I also wanted to say for tickets or to reserve a spot for the dinner on Monday or for ticketing, they could also call Danielle at 928-301-7588.
Very good. And Robinette, tell us once again the web page.
We're at futurehopeequestrian.com.
Very good. And that is Zelisnot. Robinette Zelisnot and Tosca Zoppe, correct?
Correct. You said my name perfectly.
Well,
thank you.
That was because Robinette taught me.
Thanks, Robin.
Thank you so much for joining us for a fascinating interview on Q&A. You guys knock them dead this weekend in Clarkdale. Stay safe and have a great time.
All right. Thank you, DJ.
You betcha.
Beautiful day.
What a wonderful interview. Thanks so much for being here today. Stay tuned. I got some final thoughts. And Monday's guests, not tomorrow's, Monday's guests on Q&A coming up next on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live at kqna.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
You're simply the best. Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, as you heard, the Tosca's up and the circus is coming to Clarkdale Sunday because Saturday's is completely sold out and for good reason. I want to remind you, we do have baseball tonight with the pregame at 5 o'clock and the Diamondbacks and Colorado Rockies. First pitch at 5:40 from Coors Field. Now, tomorrow, no Q&A because we have a matinee ball game from Coors Field with the pregame at noon and the first pitch tomorrow at 12:40. Now, keep in mind that new movie tonight at the, or classic movie tonight at the Prescott Elks Theater on the big screen, just the way it was meant to be seen, Coco, the animated film, that will be starting at 7 p.m. And then next week on June 5th, they will have the Disney classic Wall-E, also showing at the Prescott Elks Theater. Want you to stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3 and Talk of the Town Prescott at 4 o'clock. Then, of course, with the Diamondbacks closing out their four-game series tomorrow at noon in Denver. No Q&A tomorrow. So, instead, join me back here Monday at 2 with my guest Helen Stevenson from Yavapai College. We'll be talking about the many independent films coming to town for the Prescott Film Festival and so much more. Helen is always just a wonderful guest. That's Q&A Monday at 2 when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.